The studio, Marvel Alberts and Nancy Harshbarger, who's here to talk about the Zonta 29th Annual Chicken Noodle Dinner and Country Store. It's all coming up this Saturday. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. So good to see you. We get to see you at least once or twice a year. didn't we do something a little scaled down last year? With a chicken and noodle, was it a delivery or drive-through? Something
it was
like
a drive-through only last year, and we are typically our dinners are the first Saturday of March, and there was a little scheduling glitch this year, so we're the last Saturday in February. But because of COVID in 2021, we did not have it in the this late winter, early spring, and but in September we had a drive-through only, and it was very well received, and
good.
We were happy for that, but. We're back to normal.
Back to normal. We all love that. And I'm glad you still got the support for the drive-thru.
We did.
That's very good.
We were thrilled.
Well, that's because the people in Clinton County know.
Oh, yeah, they know.
It's chicken and noodles.
Zonta. That's right.
I mean, come on.
So do I remember, Marvel, you told Ken and I in the last couple of years, you've been associated with this from the beginning?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So, how did this start? Was it did originally start as like a fundraiser that you guys wanted to do?
Yeah, I think it was. And Martha Webb and I was the first ones that started it. And Martha was make sure that we had enough stuff for year after year.
Yeah.
So we at the end we end up counting all the salt packages and all the sugar packages. To make sure that we had enough for next year.
Very good.
And we'd done it for about 5 years, and then somebody else took it over. And
we rotate now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. You got to pace yourself.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
So remind everyone what the hours are and where this is going to be.
Well, it's this Saturday, February 26th. It's at the Edward Jones 4-H building, and the hours are 4:30 to 7. And you just come on out, and we are having, of course, it will be, you can go through the serving line and dine in, or we have carryouts as well. Not drive-through, but
right,
you have
right.
to come in for the carryouts. And then, of course, the country store. So this has been our format, except for last year, for a long time. Yeah.
What can we expect in the country store?
Oh, Marvel, you want to go on that?
Oh. We have angel food cakes and white cakes and pies and cookies, and some of the girls are making fudge, and so you name it, we've got it.
We honestly don't know till they bring it in the door.
No.
I mean, we encourage their, use your imagination, and so when it gets there, we price it and, kind of package it up, and so it'll be good.
It'll be delicious,
it'll be
dessert.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's very good. Of course, you can take some of that home with you, too, of course.
Oh,
or you could
course.
Eat it right there, I guess, if you wanted to, if you got room for dessert.
Every member is supposed to bring in at least 3 articles
or more. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
So, well, we've been talking a lot about – go ahead, Melissa.
Basically, just pack your taste buds.
Yeah. Yeah. Pack them all.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And take some home for breakfast.
There is nothing like one of Marvel's cakes for breakfast.
Yeah.
I've done that a lot.
It's almost as good as cold pizza, isn't it?
Oh, better.
There you go. So, a little bit about Zonta. What is the state of Zonta in Clinton County? Are we doing pretty good? I know that there's been some people who are trying to get the younger generation involved.
Mm-hmm.
And how's that going?
I think we're doing pretty well. We currently have, I counted up last night. I think we have 42 members right now, give or take one or two. But we initiated 6 new members recently, a month, 6 weeks ago. And so getting those new gals on board. And so I think we're doing, I mean, you know, everybody's
always want more. Yeah.
And if anyone's interested, please reach out to any of us, and we'll be glad to, tell you more about us. And, and if it's a match for you, we'd be glad to have you as a member. But we do well. It's a great group of gals, and I've said this many, many times, so many people that are members, I would have not had the opportunity to know them had it not been for Zana. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think it's a good outreach for everyone.
So this is a big fundraiser, of course, the big fundraiser for you.
Yeah.
What does that support? What kind of programming and things do you offer throughout the year?
Okay, well, we have several missions, but our big dollar missions are various scholarships. Mm-hmm. And so this helps fund those scholarships. Our club in particular, we are hoping to give 2 young women in public affairs scholarships this year. That is for young women between the ages of, and I brought some of this along with me, I think it's 16 and, excuse me, I'm sorry.
16 and 20.
It's all right.
Yep. Between the ages of 16 and 19.
Okay, yeah.
That, a lot of times it's a high school senior girl, doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily have to be, but anyway, it's focusing on that age group. We have it's our own club, back to the Young Women in Public Affairs. This is a Zana International mm-hmm. Scholarship. Mm-hmm. If you win the Frankfurt Club Scholarship, your name is submitted to our district. And if you win the district, you go to Zana International, and each level, there's money associated with that. So it can be a very nice scholarship. Our local club has it's a career advancement scholarship, and there's no particular age frame on this, but for women that are maybe out, you know, they're out of school, they want to advance their careers, and you can apply for this, and it's for a Clinton County woman, and so that will be happening. The applications for that will be coming up real soon, too. So that's $1,000, and so that can go toward tuition, books, maybe child care. You just have to, you know, show us that you've used that in ways to help you promote your career and your education. Yeah.
Very good.
And we have a couple 3 other ones, too. Mm-hmm. But those that's where the big part of this
part
money
of it,
from our money, our fundraiser goes to. Yeah.
Very good. Can I give your phone number here, Nancy, if anybody wants more information?
Sure.
Or do you have another phone
number? I'm in the phone book.
Okay.
I'm in the phone book. So it's 659-3085. I'm one of the few people in the world that still has a landline.
A landline? I know a few.
We still got ours.
Well, it's always good to see you both. You know, I know you come in at least once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. And it's again, so good to be opened up and be able to enjoy the fellowship, because that's part of it. It's not
sure
just the
is.
Fundraiser, mm-hmm. but I sure bet there's is. A lot of fun had and has been had in the Edward Jones building. Through the year.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
We will see you Saturday, 4:30 to 7, Edward Jones 4-H building.
The price of the tickets, and I did not mention this earlier, let me put, the adults are $10.
Okay.
Children 4 to 12 are $5, and under, you know, under that, they're free.
All right.
So please come out, join us. Have a good time. So,
all right, and a bargain at any price.
Absolutely.
We'll all right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, ladies. And I'll let you. We don't take a commercial break for another 15 minutes, so I'll let you help yourself out the door at your convenience. So,
all right.
Have a great day.
Thanks
and we'll
again.
See you Saturday. Good to see you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good.